from thy word. Even this day we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We worship God in the singing of the hymn 93. It's in the book or on the screen, whichever you prefer. I cannot tell why he whom angels worship, who set his love upon the sons of men, or why a shepherd he should seek the wanderers to bring them back. They know not how or when. But this I know, that he was born of Mary when Bethlehem's manger was his only hope. They lived at Nazareth and laboured, so the Saviour of the world is come. We'll stand after the introduction and sing together. He whom angels worship, who set his love upon the sons of men, or why a shepherd he should seek the wanderers to bring them back, they know not how or when. But this I know, that he was born of Mary when Bethlehem's manger was his only hope. They lived at Nazareth and laboured, so the Saviour of the world is come. We'll stand after the introduction and sing together.
Ah!
Let us all pray. Eternal God and gracious Father in heaven, we come this morning to thy house with heavy hearts.
And there is fear in human voices.
Her son-in-law, the children, her son and his family too. Remember that family. Lift up those broken hearts today too with that comfort wherewith we are comforted of God. Think of our sister Betty Lewis this morning and the loss of her brother-in-law. And we pray for the family there. We pray for Greta, her sister, and all that family. We pray that thou will give grace and comfort to them all, that they may know the peace in the presence of God. Think of Elizabeth Lancashire with this sudden death and her family too. Remember that family today bereaved. We pray that thou will comfort and give grace there in that situation too. Remember others in our congregation going through recovery from surgery or possible surgery or procedure in days to comfort of God. Think of our sister Betty Lewis this morning and the loss of her brother-in-law, and we pray for the family there. We pray for Greta, her sister, and all that family. We pray that thou will give grace and comfort to them all, that they may know the peace and the presence of God. Think of Elizabeth Lancashire with this sudden death and her family too. Remember that family today bereaved. And to all who mourn, thy presence, meet with us, Lord, as we meet around your word this morning. We pray that thou wilt uplift our spirits, that thou wilt encourage our hearts, that thou wilt bless us as we meet together. And Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God would come. The blessing of God would be upon the preacher and upon the preaching of thy word. We pray that this day, O God, in this house, some soul or souls will come to Christ. That men and women, boys and girls, will be born again of the Spirit of God. Lord, we know that thou art the answer to every sinner's need, that thou canst break every chain and every fetter. Thou canst set souls free. Thou wilt do that this morning. Remember our God around your table to remember your death. We pray, O God, that thou wilt give grace as we meet together. And Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God would come. The blessing of God will be upon the preacher and upon the preaching of thy word. We pray that this day, O God, in this house, some soul or souls will come to Christ. That men and women, boys and girls, will be born again of the Spirit of God. Lord, we know that thou art the answer to every sinner's need. That thou canst break every chain and every fetter. Thou canst set souls free. Thou wilt do that this morning. Remember our God around your table to remember your death. We pray, O God, that thou wilt give grace being used to help people in need, that thou wilt undertake for all of this. O Lord, just help us now. We ask of thee this day that thy presence will be in this house and that the Lord will be near to bless, to encourage, and to strengthen. We pray in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. Well, boys and girls, we've been thinking about the story about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to have a quiz in a moment or two, so you'll have opportunity to answer. And I've got a bag this morning, boys and girls. Look at the bag I've got. It's really full, and all these sweets. So if you answer this morning, you have a chance of getting some of these sweets that I have, and you can get them on the way out. The Lord will be near to bless, to encourage, and to strengthen. We pray in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. Well, boys and girls, we've been thinking about the story about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to have a quiz in a moment or two, so you'll have opportunity to answer. And I've got a bag this morning, boys, in feast of the Passover. The Lord Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And his parents, Mary and Joseph, didn't know that he had remained. They didn't know he had stayed. They supposed, they thought that he was in their company. They thought he was there all the time. But, of course, he wasn't. And they sought him sorrowing. They looked here and there for him among his own family, his kinsfolk and acquaintance. They didn't find him. And so where did they go back? They went back to Jerusalem and they sought him there. And where was the Lord Jesus? He was amongst the doctors. He was amongst those learned people in the temple. He was hearing them and he was asking them questions. And they were astonished at the knowledge that the Lord Jesus had. But of course the Lord Jesus, that he was in their company. They thought he was there all the time. But of course he wasn't. And they sought him sorrowing. They looked here and there for him among his own family, his kinsfolk and acquaintance. They didn't find him. And so where did they go back? They went back to Jerusalem and they sought him there. And where was the Lord Jesus? He was amongst. The Bible says he went down and he was subject. He was obedient to his parents as he went down from Jerusalem. Now, boys and girls, we come to the quiz. And so it's time for the quiz this morning. Now, what was the name of the feast that brought Mary, Joseph and Jesus up to Jerusalem? What was the name of the feast, Reuben? The Passover, right? You've got one already. Now, what age was Jesus at this time? What age was he? Yes, Lucy? 12. He was 12. Now, where did Jesus remain? And what city, that is, when Mary and Joseph set out for home? Where did Jesus remain? What was the name of the city? Do you know it? For the quiz this morning. Now, what was the name of the feast that brought Mary, Joseph, and Jesus up to Jerusalem? What was the name of the feast, Reuben? The Passover, right? You've got one already. Now, what age was Jesus at this time? What age was he? Yes, Lucy? 12. He was 12. Exactly right. My hearing's not so good. That's why I wasn't hearing it right. Sorry, Benjamin, but you got it right. How far had they travelled when they discovered he wasn't with them? How far had they travelled? Shout it out. A day. A day's journey. That's right. That's brilliant, Shikhan. Oh, you've got one this morning. You're going to get some sweets on the way out now. After your dinner, of course. Where did they search for him, first of all? Where did they search for him, first of all? They searched for him somewhere. First of all, where did they search for him? Anybody else that hasn't answered? Or if you want to answer again, that's okay. Yes? They traveled. Shout it out. A day's journey. That's right. That's brilliant, Shikhan. Oh, you've got one this morning. You're going to get some sweets on the way out now. After your dinner, of course. Where did they search for him, first of all? Where did they search for him, first of all? They searched for him somewhere. First of all, where did they search for him? Anybody else that hasn't answered? Or if you want to answer again, that's okay. Yes? There in the temple. Anybody know what he was doing in the temple? He was. Yes, Ellie? Yes, he was listening to the teachers. He was hearing what they said. Now, you've been listening very well over the past number of weeks. You got all of these. Now, what did he say to Mary and Joseph when they said to him that they sought him sorrowing? The Lord said, I must be doing something. What was he doing? What must he be doing? Yes. Somebody know that?
Okay, yes, Lucy?
His father's business, exactly right. Well, see me on the way out. I don't think I'm going to get any today. So, there you are. Well, we're going to sing our chorus. Jesus' love is very wonderful. We'll just sing it through the once and we'll do the actions. Teachers, he was hearing what they said. Now, you've been listening very well over the past number of weeks. You've got all of these. Now, what did he say to Mary and Joseph when they said to him that they sought him sorrowing? The Lord said, I must be doing something. What was he doing? What must he be doing? Yes. Somebody know that? Okay, yes, Lucy?
His father. Oh, wonderful love. His love when he died on Calvary. Showed his love when he died on Calvary. Showed his love when he died on Calvary. Oh, wonderful love. So
for all that you're listening and all your participation this morning. Now, I'm not sure if I'll have a story next week. The moderator's going to be here, so we'll have to be in our best behavior next Sunday morning because the moderator's here. But maybe we'll sneak in a wee story next Sunday morning for the boys and girls. Mark 14, verse 32. And let us hear the word of God. We've been in Mark's gospel on the Sunday evenings, but we're just changing it for today to Sunday morning. So it fits in just what we want to say this morning. Mark 14, verse 32. And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will. In just what we want to say this morning. Mark 14, verse 32. And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. And saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will. He that betrayeth me is at hand. Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his inspired, inerrant, and infallible word to all of our hearts. And could we just welcome you this morning in the Lord's name, if you're joining us here or online this morning. We trust the Lord will bless you. And at the outset, we want to express our sympathy to George and to his daughters and son at this time of loss and the loss of Mary. Most of you will already know that Mary passed away just a couple of days ago, just early, really. On Saturday morning, and she passed into the presence of the Lord, and we know that for sure. And so we trust that you'll remember the family in your prayers. A funeral service of thanksgiving for Mary's life will be held here in the Lord's name. If you're joining us here or online this morning, we trust the Lord will bless you. And at the outset, we want to express our sympathy to George and to his daughters and son at this time of loss and the loss of Mary. Most of you will already know that Mary passed away just a couple of days ago, just early, really, on Saturday morning, and she passed. And her sister Nessie, of course, back with us again. We continue to remember her, and of course in prayer, and I know she appreciates, as do all of these families, appreciate the prayers of God's people and the support of God's people in this house. It is deeply appreciated. Continue to remember Nessie and her family in your prayers. We just heard this morning Elizabeth Lancashire had a sudden bereavement in her family too, and remember that family circle at this time as well, that the Lord will give grace and comfort. We meet around the Lord's table at the conclusion of this service. It's the Lord's table for the Lord's people. And if you're saved and walking worthy of Christ, we can invite you to join with us. The service will conclude as normal. I'll go to the door, and then a little while the communion service will commence. And tonight is our family and friends night service. The speaker is Miss Deborah Swindell. She will share something of her work in the with Team Challenge in England. She works on the streets of House. It is deeply appreciated. Continue to remember Nessie and her family in your prayers. We just heard this morning Elizabeth Lancashire had a sudden bereavement in her family too, and remember that family circle at this time as well, that the Lord will give grace and comfort. We meet around the Lord's table at the conclusion of this service. It's the Lord's table for the Lord's people. And if you're saved and walking worthy of Christ, we can invite you to join with us. The service will conclude as normal. I'll go to the door, and then a little while the communion service will commence. And tonight is our family and friends night service. The speaker is Miss Deborah Swindell. She will share something of her work in the with Team Challenge in England. She works on the streets of tonight. There is a meeting with Crown College UK. They're speaking there at Cumber at 8 p.m. You're welcome if you're free to go to that. And then on Tuesday night is the children's meeting, final night for the season again. Do remember that, 7 p.m. for the boys and girls on Tuesday night. Bible study and prayer meeting continues at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. In touch with the Father as we continue in John 17. We commend the prayer meeting to you. And then on Thursday night, there's a church committee meeting at 7:30. Items for the committee agenda to be in by Tuesday night at the latest, please. Followed by a meeting of Kirk's session, that's Thursday evening. Friday night, Presbytery will meet face-to-face again for the first time for a long time. That'll be in Martyrs Memorial at 8 p.m. for elders, ministers of our Presbytery. And next Lord's Day, April the 3rd, commences our 40th anniversary services. There are girls on Tuesday night. Bible study and prayer meeting continues at 8 p.m. on Tuesday. In touch with the Father as we continue in John 17. We commend the prayer meeting to you. And then on Thursday night, there's a church committee meeting at 7:30. Items for the committee agenda to be in by Tuesday night at the latest, please. Followed by a meeting of Kirk's session, that's Thursday evening. Friday night, Presbytery will meet face-to-face. If you can distribute them in your area, let us know what you're doing, and that would be appreciated to get the literature out or to take some for your family and friends. There will be some refreshments after the evening service next Lord's Day evening. Ladies know the details of this, and please, if you can come early from any time from 6 o'clock onwards just to get everything set up, ladies, that would be appreciated. If you weren't along last Sunday and you don't know the details, do ask, please, if you want to help. We don't want any lady who wants to help feeling that they can't. And so please remember that for next Lord's Day evening. And the special building fund offerings over our anniversary services are really two Sundays. So remember that, please. It's our normal building fund anyway next week, so just carry it over the two Lord's Days of the 3rd and 10th for a special building fund. If you want to give towards that, put it in the offering. Ladies know the details of this, and please, if you can come early from any time from 6 o'clock onwards just to get everything set up, ladies, that would be appreciated. If you weren't along last Sunday and you don't know the details, do ask, please. We will share with them next Sunday evening again after the evening service at maybe 8:45, but it'll be around that time. Also remember all who are sick. There's a number of people in hospital or have been in hospital, had surgery or recovering from that, to see some out again, but others are still going through this, and do pray that the Lord's hand
will be upon them. Especially remember our sister Margaret Marshall is in hospital. She has to go through a procedure this week, but we're trusting that will go well, and so remember her in your prayers. Our Easter convention services returning in face-to-face meetings Friday, April 15th at 8 p.m. the missionary and youth night. And then on Easter Monday evening only, not afternoon, evening only, convention service at 7 p.m. You'll be made very welcome at these services at Martyrs Memorial. Please pick up the current issue of the Vision magazine if you've ordered that. And it's been in hospital, had surgery, are recovering from that. It's good to see some out again, but others are still going through this. And do pray that the Lord's hand will be upon them. Especially remember our sister Margaret Marshall is in hospital. She has to go through a procedure this week, but we're trusting that will go well, and so remember her in your prayers. Our Easter convention services returning in face-to-face meetings Friday, April 15th at 8 p.m. the missionary and youth night. Today or any other time, as long as you mark it for that. We do have a letter of thanks from our sister Joanne Greer for the time she spent with us a few weeks ago, and of course she appreciates the support that has been given to her as she goes out to Liberia again in the month of April. I think these are all the announcements. James has an announcement he wants to make. He's going to come now and make that announcement, please. Thank you.
It's just a very short, simple announcement. Just a reminder to you all, the letters went out, you picked them up, and we asked for the return of that information by Easter Sunday, three Sundays from now. It's just a reminder for you, if you could fill those in, get them back to us as quickly as possible, because in the Vision magazine, the next issue in April, that invitation will be thrown out generally, and there will be then people contacting us. And so we want to get our own church covered firstly on that. And so if you could help us, it would be a big help to us if you could get your names returned, the choice of menu, the details, because after that we will be expecting an influx when the general announcements go out in the April Vision magazine. Thank you very much.
We're going to
now. It's just a reminder for you, if you could fill those in, get them back to us as quickly as possible, because in the Vision magazine, the next issue in April, that invitation will be thrown out generally, and there will be then people contacting us. And so we want to get our own church covered firstly on that. And so if you could help us, it would be a big help to us if you could get your names returned, the choice of menu, the details, because after that we will be expecting an influx when the general announcements go out in the April Vision magazine. Thank you very much.
We're going to
see my power.
Let us still our hearts before the Lord in prayer as we come to his word. Our gracious God and loving Father, we come to thee this morning. We pray for help and for power as we consider thy word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given me must and shall prevail. We ask in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Let us still our hearts before the Lord in prayer as we come to his word. Our gracious God and loving Father, we come to thee this morning. We pray for help and for power as we consider thy word. I am trusting thee for power. Thine shall never fail. Words that thou thyself hast given me must and shall prevail. We ask in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory.
But to consideration of what the Lord Jesus Christ endured on the way to the cross. And part of what he had to endure was the Garden of Gethsemane, just outside Jerusalem, across from a little brook named Kedron. At this time, the Kidron was at full stream. The name Gethsemane means oil press. It must have been an enclosed garden with olive trees. And in its center was an olive press. As we enter in to consider Gethsemane, my friends, we enter onto holy ground. Holy ground indeed. It's the midnight and an olive's branch. The name Gethsemane means oil press. It must have been an enclosed garden with olive trees. And in its center was an olive press. As we enter in to consider Gethsemane, my friends, we enter onto holy ground. Holy ground indeed. It's the midnight and an olive's garden. And I must say this morning, it defies our ability to understand it. Our human minds are staggered. Our language is incapable of fully expressing. When we try to describe what the Lord Jesus Christ went through in this place, Gethsemane, that's our subject this morning. Three simple things I focus upon as we consider. First of all, in verse 32, the place. We are told elsewhere in the Gospels that Jesus often went to Gethsemane. For example, Luke 22 and verse 39. Or John 18, verse 2, will indicate that. And that's Gethsemane. That's our subject this morning. Three simple things I focus upon as we consider. First of all, in verse 32, the place. Thine be done. You remember the first Adam was in a garden. The Garden of Eden. And he exerted his will to the ruin of the human race in Genesis chapter 3. And the fall took place. And man sinned against God. And of course the consequences of that sin are felt to this very day. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, was here in a garden. He deserted his own will for the redemption of sinners. In the Garden of Eden, the first Adam faced a tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the forbidden fruit. And he yielded his will to Satan. But the last and the fall took place, and man sinned against God. And of course, the consequences of that sin are felt to this very day. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, was here in a garden. He deserted his own will for the redemption of sinners. In the Garden of Eden, the first Adam faced a tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the forbidden fruit. And he yielded his will to Satan. But the last Adam, there was such confidence, there was such calm assurance, there was such jubilation in the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many times in the Gospels we read that Jesus would just lift his heart up in prayer. There was such confidence, there was such calm assurance, there was such jubilation in the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many times in the Gospels we read that Jesus would just lift his heart up in prayer and say, I thank thee, O Father. For example, Matthew 11:25. John 11:41. At the grave of his friend Lazarus, Father, I thank thee. And sometimes he would pray, and as he prayed, there would be that spirit of victory in his praying. But this prayer was different. This prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, it was different from the prayers that the Lord Jesus Christ normally prayed when we listen to it. We can almost see the tears fill his eyes. We can almost sense it's an amazing and in many ways a mysterious prayer. Many times Jesus knelt when he prayed. But here, he falls on his knees and ultimately prostrated himself upon his face before his Father in agony. Matthew 26:39 says, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed. And here in verses 35 and 36 of Mark 14, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. All things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but what thou wilt. And until we get to heaven, dear friend, we will never fully understand or comprehend what Jesus went through in the garden. When he prayed himself upon his face before his Father in agony. Matthew 26:39 says, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed. And here in verses 35 and 36 of Mark 14, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. All things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but what thou wilt, and at an approaching object. The word of God says here that he was very heavy. That literally means he was not at home. And the Lord Jesus Christ here, in the midst of his suffering, in the midst of his pain, in the Garden of Gethsemane, experienced a sense of estrangement, isolation, loneliness. At this time, my soul, he said, is exceeding sorrowful. Verse 34. The word sorrowful means to be circled with sorrow. He was overwhelmed with sorrow. He was overcome with sorrow. He was surrounded by sorrow. There was a whirlwind of sorrow enveloping the Savior in the garden. And the agony Jesus was experiencing was connected with what he referred to as the cup. In the midst of his suffering, in the midst of his pain, in the Garden of Gethsemane, experienced a sense of estrangement, isolation, loneliness. Think about it, but the Lord Jesus had already talked about the cup to his disciples. For example, in chapter 10 of Mark, verse 38, he said, "Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of?" That was a question that he asked his disciples. They foolishly said, "We are able." They didn't know what they were saying. Later on, Jesus said this, "The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" John 18:11. The agony that Jesus Christ was going through was somehow related to this cup. The cup that was before him. The cup that the Father had given to him. In the Bible, drinking from a cup is a symbolic way of saying you're going to experience something to the fullest extent. And the Lord Jesus asked his disciples. They foolishly said, "We are able." They didn't know what they were saying. Later on, Jesus said this, "The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" John 18:11. The agony that Jesus Christ was going through was somehow related to this cup. The cup that was before him. The cup that the Father had given of our Lord Jesus. That suggests to you that it means his humanity recoiled from the suffering he was going to experience at Calvary. His humanity recoiled from the suffering he was going to experience at Calvary. There's something about all human nature makes us recoil from suffering. No one invites suffering. We do everything we can to spare ourselves physical pain. We live in a time when God has made possible the discovery of medicines and means whereby suffering can be alleviated. The dulling of pain, the easing of human agony, and we're thankful for all that. Jesus Christ was going through physical agony here. In fact, when you go to Luke chapter 22, verse 44, again, it's the experience. There's something about all human nature makes us recoil from suffering. No one invites suffering. We do everything we can to spare ourselves physical pain. We live in a time when God has made possible the discovery of medicines and means whereby suffering can be alleviated. The dulling of pain, the easing of... An angel came down from heaven to strengthen him. And when Jesus said he was sorrowful unto death, it could mean that if he had not received this heavenly strength, he might have died right there in the garden. But of course, he didn't, because he was to go to the cross. That's where he was going to die, and that's where he did die. I don't think for a moment that it meant that Jesus was afraid to die. Countless Christian martyrs have faced death bravely and are, even at this very moment as we meet in comfort here, facing death because of their faith. But God has given them supernatural strength, dying grace. And to many of his children in the hour of death, they have had that dying grace. They have not been afraid. Mark was saying that Jesus here had a human nature. Of course, it was a perfect human nature. He was without sin. He knew what lay ahead for him. He knew what his physical nature would have to endure. He knew that in just a short while, the thorns would pierce his brow. Or even at this very moment as we meet in comfort here, facing death because of their faith. But God has given them supernatural strength, dying grace. And to many of his children in the hour of death, they have had that dying grace. They have not been afraid. Mark was saying that Jesus here had a human nature. Of course, it was a perfect human nature. He was without sin. He knew what lay ahead for him. He knew what his physical nature would have to endure. He knew that in just a short while, the thorns would pierce his brow. The Lord Jesus Christ was taking steps now that will lead him into a place of isolation where no one else would ever go. But the Lord Jesus Christ was willing to go there for us. In a short while, the Lord Jesus Christ would be on the cross in the world, and he would cry from that cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When our Savior died, he was by himself. He understood what it meant to be alone. And so, in a sense here, there is not only physical pain, but there's mental pain. The emotion of it all. Human nature of Christ. Experienced all that. Maybe you're going through physical pain. For us. In a short while, the Lord Jesus Christ would be on the cross in the world, and he would cry from that cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When our Savior died, he was by himself. He understood what it meant to be alone. And so, in a sense here, there is not only physical pain, but there's mental pain. The emotion of it all. Human nature of Christ. Experienced all that. Maybe you're going through physical pain. Without sin, he could not sin. He knew no sin. In order to get to the depths of what Gethsemane was all about, we must interpret it by Paul's word. In 2 Corinthians 5, and Paul said this, God hath made him, that is, Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Christ knew no sin, yet became sin for us. And the Lord Jesus Christ was facing the sins of the world in that cup. We don't know the true nature of sin. We don't know how sin can ruin a life. We've seen it, of course, in some degree, but we don't know fully. And literally millions of people in this world have fallen for the lies of the devil that sin is fun, knew no sin, yet became sin for us. And the Lord Jesus Christ was facing the sins of the world in that cup. We don't know the true nature of sin. We don't know how sin can ruin a life. We've seen it, of course, in some degree, but we don't know fully. And literally millions of people in this world have fallen for the lies of the devil that sin is fun. And maybe you think this morning, sin is fun. My friend, sin will destroy you. Sin is destroying you. Sin is destructive. Understood. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord Jesus Christ had some sense of what lay before him in taking sin upon himself, dying on that cross. And my friend, there's no one could hate sin the way Jesus hated it. And he took it on his own body on the tree. Our sins. Your sins and my sins, dear friend. That you might be saved this morning. That you might know the grace and power of God in your life. The place. The pain. But I want you to see here that there's a proclamation here from Gethsemane. And it proclaims victory. There's victory, my friend. Dying on that cross. And my friend, there's no one could hate sin the way Jesus hated it. And he took it on his own body on the tree. Our sins. Your sins and my sins, dear friend. That you might be saved this morning. That
that you might know the grace and power of God in your life. The place. The pain. But I want you to see here that there's a proclamation here from Gethsemane, and it proclaims victory. There's victory, my friend. Sin is the assertion of our own will. Satan fell from heaven because he said, I will. And I will. Simon Peter denied the Lord Jesus because he didn't understand the depravity of his own will. And he said in Mark 14:29, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. I won't. His own will, you see. Again, Matthew 26:35, he said, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. His own will. And when you and I come to the point that we are willing to deny our will, we're in the path that leads to victory. Can you pray what Jesus prayed? Not my will, but what thou wilt. Verse 36. Not my will, but what thou wilt. Oh, this is what I want. This is what I have set out before me for my life. But what about God's will? What does God will for you? What is God's will for you? Are you prepared to renounce your own will? But then, the second thing is this. The second proclamation here is resignation to God's will. Jesus said, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He was saying that God the Father had a plan for his life, and he wanted that plan fulfilled to the letter. And God has a plan for every life, for your life and mine, no matter what age you are this morning. Whether you're just a little one, or whether you're much older, God has a plan. And the grandest decision anyone ever makes in life is to come to the Lord and say, I take my hands off my life, to renounce your own will. But then, the second thing is this. The second proclamation here is resignation to God's will. Jesus said, not as I will, but as thou wilt. He was saying that God the Father had a plan for his life, and he wanted that plan fulfilled to the letter. And God has a plan for every life, for your life and mine, no matter what age you are this morning. Whether you're just a little one, or whether you're much older, God has a plan. The grandest decision anyone ever makes in life is to come to the Lord and say, I take my hands off my life. Regret in regard to that. Of course I could have given him more. People say to me, you know, you're retiring, you'll miss it. Of course I'll miss it. Don't know if you'd miss me. But of course I'll miss it. But friend, I'm content because I'm doing God's will. I've got peace. I don't lie awake at night worrying about it, because I've got peace in my heart about these matters. It's not my will. It's not what Alan Spidey wants to do. It's what God wants to do through me, in me. And that's what I did when, all those years ago, as a young lad, I gave myself to the Lord for service. And when Jesus was praying that prayer, almost simultaneously, we hear the clanking of the swords, the reflection of the torches. And the Lord Jesus said, rise. But of course I miss it. But friend, I'm content because I'm doing God's will. I've got peace. I don't lie awake at night worrying about it, because I've got peace in my heart about these matters. It's not my will. It's not what Alan Spidey wants to do. It's what God wants to do through me, in me. And that's what I did when, all those years ago. Submission to God's will for our lives. Submission, subjection to his will in every aspect of our lives. And that's what the Savior did. Let's follow his wonderful example. God knows what is best for us. and he doeth all things well. Gethsemane. May the Lord teach us the lessons from the Garden of Gethsemane this morning. Let us pray. Father, indelibly write upon every heart the truth of thy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll sing the hymn and then we'll have our prayer to close and then a break for those who wait for communion. If you want to come downstairs, of course you can, or just remain where you are. That's okay for communion, whatever you feel like doing. Do remember, please, that we have some just setting up after tomorrow night, after what is best for us. And he doeth all things well. Gethsemane. May the Lord teach us the lessons from the Garden of Gethsemane this morning. Let us pray. Father, indelibly write upon every heart the truth of thy word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll sing the hymn and then we'll have our prayer to pray. Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.